This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, the God particle. Dear friends, musing on the growth of human knowledge, Socrates said, the more we know, the more that we know that we don't know. In recent years, that's been proven over and over by the mysterious black holes and the expanding novas of an ever-expanding universe. And now, Socrates is being proven right once again. You see, in studies of the very smallest elements of the universe, we're learning that we have so much more to learn. For over 2 millennia, philosophers had theorized that all matter was composed of irreducible building blocks they called atoms. Then in the 20th century, the irreducible, well, it was further reduced. The atom was split. And what had languished in scholarly discussion for centuries suddenly became a cosmic source of power. Einstein explained it all in his universal theory of relativity. But as we now find out, he hadn't quite explained it at all. In the 21st century, we're probing string theory exceptions to Einstein, new subatomic particles called quarks, and an ever newer one called Higgs boson. Confident once again that they have reached the end of the trail, scientists have dubbed this latest discovery the God particle. If understanding creation has proven such an endless quest, imagine how much greater the task of understanding the Creator. St. Anselm defines God as that of which no greater can be thought. Everything from infinitesimally small quirk to the outskirts of the cosmos and beyond exists in God and by the will of God. But God doesn't merely exist. He's existence. Try hurting your head for a while figuring out that one. Philosophers, scientists, and theologians, well, they've been at it for centuries. But as John tells us in this week's gospel, we can do much better than explain God. We can experience God. We can join in communion with Him, assured that those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. That's the reason there's Jesus, the Word made flesh. He's the real God particle, both the message and the medium of God's love. He's the essential element, both God and man, the bridge from our limited human perception to the unimaginable essence of God. Through Him, the awesome deity is framed in human, comprehensible terms. My friends, this gospel translates the divine love that is Christ into the tangible, consumable substances of bread and wine and uses them as transformative media for us to become with His flesh and blood. Throughout His public ministry, we see Jesus reshaping the concept of the tribal God of Israel into the Creator, Savior, and Sanctifier of all. Well, no wonder the hometown folks were stunned. Try taking that all in a single sitting, especially when it's coming from an itinerant carpenter whose family connections, well, are less than best. But Jesus is not here to impress. He's here to love, to show us how to love, to heal us, and to transform us, to live, to die, and to rise again to the Father. He doesn't have time or the inclination to conduct in-depth theology courses for us at each and every turn. He puts Himself fearlessly forward, channeling His grace to all who would receive it. His ministry is one of obvious spiritual attraction, not of arcane intellectual argument. His life and death will write the text for others to transcribe. The bread of life, our window into the will of the Father, our portal to eternal life, all this and more, that's the sacrificial gift of Jesus, our God and our very brother. In Him we found the real God particle, but there's still so much more to know about the genius that created it all and His love that redeems it all. In prayer and in Scripture, in faith and in love, let's do more than just know Him. Let's experience Him more and more with each and every passing day until the day when all the particles, well, they fall into place and reveal the very face of God. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.